Hello, my name is Lark Fleming. I am Happy Teacher LA, and I'm interviewing David for the purpose of purposed education. So, David, what are your thoughts on education?
No, I don't think it's fine at all, actually. I've been teaching at my school a little over 3 years now. It's a continuation school for at-risk kids. And when I first started, I was very motivated, very energetic, like very willing. And at the current moment, I feel myself very deflated and overwhelmed. And it's somewhat the student population, but I think more is just the way the system has been created and the way it's running. There is money in education. I just don't think it sees or it finds its way down to where the students are at. I feel that it gets kind of caught up in administration and other facets of education that probably don't really need it. Like, I came in today and everything's repaved. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the parking lot.
They repaved the parking
lot.
Yeah,
I don't know if you noticed that, but
I know a lot of construction.
Who knows how much that stuff costs?
Yes.
My master teacher is losing his job, or got his job cut. You know, I'm actually not gonna be teaching the next fall semester, which I'm happy about. But at the same time, it makes me think, like, who are my kids gonna get? You know, what teacher are they gonna get? Are they just gonna get a continual sub after sub, so that the charter doesn't have to pay so much? So yeah, there's definitely a lot of I think a complete overhaul needs to get done.
So you think it's an overhaul in just education in general, or maybe you think it's a larger society problem?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think as a society, we invest way too much money not in education, and we pay for it because we have these kids that are in and out of jail. They don't really see education as a plus for them, or it's going to, you know, make their lives better, enrich their lives at all. Because I just think we get handed these books, and in some cases we don't even get handed books, right? So we have to create our own kind of curriculum or education.
A lot of times the supplies, when you are a special education teacher, you have a lot less, even though you're supposed to be getting more, because you're supposed to be getting more money for the students, but it doesn't always end up that way. So that's hard, because I know that you teach a really challenging population. And is, you know, so are all the staff of your, all the staff at the charter that you're at, are they all going, or just you, or?
No, just myself.
Just yourself.
Just myself, yeah. As far as I know, the other two teachers were going to get, you know, their contract renewed.
Okay.
So yeah, just myself.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, like, what do you think that we should do to kind of to change this tide? Like, what do you think we can do?
I think one big shift would be to, and this would definitely, I think, help our economy out, is to offer trade skills or some kind of trade school component that's either equivalent to a high school diploma, or so that our youth have a job to get into. Because if we don't give them an activity or a duty or responsibility, they're going to end up in the streets, they're going to end up in gangs, they're going to end up doing graffiti, which is not a bad thing, the graffiti component. But they're going to find other things that are not healthy for them or our society. So if we offer them something that they can invest their energy into, like a trade, and not be so stuck on the standards, because half of them don't even care or don't even know what they are, I think that would help. And then on the other end, for those kids who do pursue university work, we need to offer them work as well. I mean, I keep hearing on the news that all these college graduates, university graduates, are graduating and they're not finding work.
Because we don't actually have, it's kind of like, you know, an undergrad degree kind of doesn't exactly train you to do anything in the United States. We don't really have a technical degree program.
The world needs to work together to build a bigger, a better place for children to grow up in. And I think those are some great comments, David. Thanks so much for speaking with me, and thanks Purposed Ed for allowing me, you know, time to interview some of my friends in Los Angeles about the topic of education.